Yo, 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 what's poppin', what's poppin'? It's Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Show. Hey, today is a dope interview, man. Got somebody special. A successful entrepreneur in more ways than one. My homie, Mr. Just Cuz. The clothing line is amazing. What's up, my dude?
First and foremost, I gotta say, what's up, y'all, and... Mr. Smith, it's an honor to be on a show like this, man. I know there's a guest list. I'm glad I got picked, bro. It's an honor.
Man, it's crazy out here, man, just knocking interviews down, man, one by one at a time, man.
Well, how are you, bro? I mean, business aside, how are you? Because I've been seeing you, man, during this pandemic, everything good. How are things, baby?
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, everything's good. Just working, steady grinding. You feel me? The grind don't stop, man.
Here's your nickname. I know you got many nicknames, bro, because you're a man of many hats. I'm going to call you Mr. No Days Off, bro.
Mr. Mr. No Days Off. Hey, that's definitely fine with me, man. The grind don't stop at all, man. Same with you, though, man. You got a dope clothing line.
Yeah, bro. You know what? I always had a passion for fashion, man. And with me, bro, it's just... I got a lot of my homies that are corporate guys making 6-7 figures, man, like insurance guys, brokers, investment bankers. I just couldn't do that, you know? Like, I don't get corporate America some people micromanaging my ass. It's not me. And that was my dream, and I haven't looked back since.
That's dope. Not a lot of people could say that, man. That's definitely... You know,
It ain't bad. I mean, I know a lot of people like that corporate structure. It ain't me, man. I want to make my own hours. I'm going to make my own shit. I'm going to take over. And people who believe in me have jumped on the ship, bro.
So I mean, but even take me all the way back to it. How did it even start about? Like, where'd you get the name from?
You know what it is? So I'm Arabian, and all the guys, man, I'm old school A-Rap, you know, and the words we use were cuz all the time. Cuz, what up, cuz? How you doing, cuz? You been on cuz? And I said, man, how could I use this word to build a brand? Obviously, I don't, you know, own the rights for cuz, but, you know, just cuz. And everyone says, hey, just cuz you can, just cuz you will. I'm like, man, I'm going to do something with this. So I actually went to a mall. I was working midnight at a hospital, and trying to kill some time. I can't sleep for shit, and, I ended up going to a little kiosk, you know, those hats, those kiosk guys, and we were looking for him, man. I'm like, make me a hat that says Just Cuz. You know, J-U-S-T, Z, whoever. Yeah, no problem, young kid. Comes back, calls it J-U-Z, C-U-Z, Just Cuz. I was like, man, I'm like, what is this, brother? Like, I'd actually do this. He's like, oh, man, you know what, it's not me, bro, I'm sorry. I was like, you know what, I'll get a free hat. Well, this is what I can do. I wore it to work, and I got all these dudes, old school guys, you know, hitting me up, you know, OG guys, man. Hey, what up, Just Cuz? What up? What up?
That's dope.
I thought they were talking shit. But I, straight up, I said, man, what do you mean? You know what I mean? The guys mocking me, you know, ask you, forget you guys, I'm going to work, bro. You know, you start a day at midnight, you're kind of cranky, bro. So the next day, I punch out and I see these guys. Like, can you around me? Can I talk to you, bro? I'm like, what's up, man? I just want to apologize, man. You know, I wasn't talking shit. I really liked your head. Pretty cool. I was like, hey, man, we good, bro. I joke around at midnight, but you guys end your damn start of my day. Guy pulls out a couple $100. He's like, how many Just Cuz hats can I get? So that was my first sale. So,
that's dope. That's dope, man. So, I mean, okay, you got the clothing line on Smash. I see so many people rocking it. You got the hats. You got the shirts. You got the kids. You know what I'm saying? Ladies. Is it just clothing line, or has you branched off to anything else besides just the clothing line?
Yeah, so it's a good question, man. So I get a lot of custom orders. And I've been focusing a lot on my kids' brand, too. It's called Just Cuz I'm Little. LIL, and I've been building that, and I've been working that, and I just want to grow it. I mean, it's just been a dream, man, for a long time, and, you know, I know you've been growing, you know, your brand too, man, and you're a huge inspiration of mine, man, for real, so,
good looking, boss.
But how are things with you, my guy? Talking about your brand, man, which is, I mean, which is awesome, bro. You do it all, man.
The achieving our dreams, like it's just pretty much just grinding. Just grinding really pretty much, like, you know what I'm saying? We don't chase dreams, we achieve them.
That's dope, bro.
Good looking, boss. You know what I'm saying? One by one. You know what I'm saying? So far, well, what I got lined up, you know, I got 2 books on the way to quarantine. I've been working. You know what I'm saying? Just silently working. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I got a magazine that's finna come out, the same name as my show.
That is fucking still, bro. That's fucking sick. I'm telling you, man. I think I met you at the mall, man. And I hit it off, bro. I knew right away you wanted a real one. I knew right away. I said, this kid's gonna make it.
Good looking, boss. What mall was that? Chicago Ridge, I believe.
Yeah, Chicago Ridge, man. I think I was getting like a custom shirt or something like that, man. This is before I had money to get a vendor, you know? And she was there and we hit it off, bro. Like peas in a pod, my guy, you know?
Yeah, and instantly, man. And that's crazy just to see how far you come. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it, man. And honestly, I think you pushed me, I pushed you. And honestly, straight up, my advice to all the listeners and viewers, here's my thing. Everyone's going to have an opinion. You know, and opinions are like assholes, man. If you have a dream, you have a goal, you have a passion, stick with it. Because if you don't, you're going to work for somebody that don't give a shit about you. And you're just going to be fucking making, you know, your minimum job check, whatever. Shoot for the stars, man. Life's short.
Man, for real. Hey, you know what? And I tell people all the time, don't let no one try to talk you into staying with a 20 grand a year type job, 20, 30 grand, when you can make 20, 30 grand a month.
Yep, 100%, bro. 100%. And you know what I mean? Again, AOD has always been, it's all about. Here's the thing with brand, and here's my tutorial story is, people need brand that has meaning. You know what I mean? Like, AOD, achieving your dreams, man. That's awesome. Achieving our dreams. Like, dude, it's our dream. Like, achieve it. We're going to make it happen. We're going to do it. Like, this is what it's about, bro, because some people are programmed differently, Chris. You know what I mean? Like, I got my boys that like to be told what to do, you know, and there's no pressure on them. Some people don't like taking risks, man. I'm a risk taker. I've been a risk taker since I'm fucking 40.
Oh,
I won't
man.
Change now. In my 30s, so.
Man, hey, you know what? And you know what I'm saying? And it's the same thing, like you know what I'm saying? I just live for you know what I'm saying? Just to take the sacrifices and risks, you know?
Oh, for sure. And you know what it is? It's all about, the problem is people create something and they want to make money overnight. And if it's done right, it doesn't happen like that. If it does happen like that, you're skipping some steps that are going to fuck you in years to come. And, sometimes you gotta wait on stuff, you know what I mean? It's kind of like that badass scene where you gotta holler at. Sometimes you can't get a number the first time.
Yeah.
You know, you have to holler, holler, holler until you find your niche and then you just go with it.
True, I agree. But let me ask you this one question. So, like,
yes, okay,
so you know, you've been doing the closing thing for quite some time. What is it that your brand bring to the game that's not already here?
Oh, that's a great question. I love the answer for you. I think unique and different and a whole new prospect. And it's pretty much individuality. Like, we're different, bro. Like, we want to get back. You know, it's just because you're gonna make it. You know, just because you're going to fucking get it. It's because, you know, you're going to be a millionaire. Like, and I think it gets meaning behind that. Like, I had a lady that her son followed me for quite a long time. And, she said, she's like, hey, you know, my son always believed in your vision. Just cause. You know, just cause I'm going to get a hit. Just cause I'm going to make the team. And he ended up making this a varsity baseball team. And, you know, and I get that. I was pumped when I heard that. This is awesome. You know, so.
Yeah, that's dope.
It's, you know, and Chris, just like you, brother, there's meaning behind the brand. When you have meaning behind the brand, people will fuck with you. When you just have a shirt that puts a cool logo on there and doesn't mean shit, people question that.
I agree. I definitely agree. But, hey, but, you know, like, your brand, like I said, since day one. Like, I knew your brand was special, you know what I'm saying, from the first time I saw it, bro. Like, the name, it's catchy. Like, I could see it on billboards, flyers all around, you know.
I appreciate it. I'll be honest with you. I had a guy a couple weeks ago wanted to buy my business. And he came up to me straight up. His exact words were like, how much would it take for you to kick sand and me to take over? And I kind of gave him a look. I was like, honestly, bro, you can't afford it.
Man, you can't afford it, guys.
Because I know Chris, I know Dan Morrow, you wouldn't sell anyone with me, bro.
That's your baby, bro. That's my baby. AOD crazy, you know what I'm saying? Man, I can't picture myself without it, man.
And honestly, bro, I ain't gonna lie to you. Straight up, I was like, man, you know? I mean, the number was pretty good, you know? I mean, shit, life would have been a little different. But I was like, you know what, bro? I still want to put meat on the bone. I still want to grow this bad boy. I don't give any percentage up to nobody until, I mean, I'll grow with somebody. I'll expand with somebody.
But
I won't sell with nobody.
Hey, that's dope. Salute to you for not giving up on it, because you never know. You know what I'm saying? Even though he could have offered you this, that, and the third, give it a couple more years. I'm pretty sure it'd be worth three times more, just as more.
Show, man, for sure. See, Chris, you get it, bro. You have a vision, bro. Guys like you are called visionaries. Guys like you are called visionaries, man.
You're a visionary. You too,
you know?
Boss. You too.
Thank you, man. And obviously, you know, I mean, all these guys out there trying to make it, I mean, if you want to give me, you know, give them their advice, it would be just keep going, man. And times do get tough. I ain't going to lie to you. When I say everything was rainbows and sunshine, it wasn't, bro. There was times I'm like, man, what am I doing? You know what I mean? Like, that's the right thing to do. You know, and here's my thing and my advice. Once you doubt your brand, it's over. You can never, ever, ever doubt. Once you doubt it, it's over.
True.
You gotta think shit.
I agree. And it's like, one thing that I think could makes a person, a CEO, entrepreneur just as deadly is being consistent and investing in themselves.
100%, dude. And it's, you know the saying, that like either you have to adapt or perish. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
I just, you know, I remember this. I'm 35 years old, man. I learn every single day. And I'll continue to learn every single day until the day I die, man.
Man, and that's, man, it's crazy how, you know what I'm saying, how just a single idea, you know what I'm saying, can make someone millions just like that, man.
I never thought, Chris, straight up, bro, you see, I never thought I would be there. I thought I'd make a couple bucks on the side, sell to my homies, their homies, tell their homies, and now I got Jimmy Jazz trying to talk to me about a limited edition brand. I'm like, what? So, yeah, I mean, it's...
That's dope. That's a good look.
You think so? Yeah.
That's a real good look, bro. I'm proud of you. So, hey, if they want to get a hold of you, how can they be able to reach out to you?
For sure, man. All you guys out there, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, but I'm not a big Twitter guy. so Instagram would be the best way. It's at JustCuzBrand, all one word. And message me, follow me. I'll get back to you. I'm very good with my messaging, and you know, shout out to anything guys like that, custom shirts, custom ideas. I roll with anything, you know, and it's all about diversity. Just cause, baby, you know?
Just cause. You heard it here first, man. Just cause. Hey, by any chance, I know it's COVID-19 and all, but what about like a fashion show? Do you have any fashion shows or anything coming up?
You know what? I'm supposed to have one at the McCormick place. With COVID, things got delayed. A word on the street is they want to get together after the year to do like a, it's weird. It's doing like a virtual fashion show.
That's dope.
Like for teams. I never did that, but I'm curious to see how it's going to pan out. So.
Now, you know what? I think that might be something that could work out, you know what I'm saying, and for the better, because it's like with everything going on, like, You being in person, so many people could be there, but when it's virtual, you know, it's just a link and a share button. It could open doors for millions, for a million people's views.
I appreciate it, Chris, and thank you, bro. And like I said, man, I love to be part of this too, man. I'll let you know if you'll do something with that, man. Bring AOD on the team, man. I think the virtual fantasy show will kill it.
That'll be dope. I mean? When is it? What, in December?
End of December. It's like a New Year's type of deal. Supposed to be a core place in July. I'm supposed that could happen. We're trying to do a Labor Day like picnic thing. People still kind of scared on the edge about it. So someone threw out to me, but, you know, what if we do like a virtual thing? Microsoft team, business boom. I was like, yeah, man. I mean, cool. Come down. So what I want to do, Chris, is any of those books you got, man, bring on board, man. Those magazines, bro. I told about you, man. Nice guys like
AOD,
bro. They're on board, baby.
Okay, bet. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that ain't nothing but a word. As soon as we get off, I'm going to definitely link in with you, shoot you some text message. We're going to definitely make it happen.
And, man, again, Chris, it's truly an honor and a privilege to be on the show, man. I've been trying to get on for a long time, and I'm glad I got to make it happen. And, again, man, I appreciate everything. You're a day one believer. You're one of those real ones from the get-go. And again, bro, I appreciate you, man. Bottom of my heart, bro, man. You've been doing
it. Oh, man, likewise, man. You're definitely a motivation, inspirational story yourself, man.
You know, I mean, if I believe anybody with kind words, it just kind of push it to the limit, man. People are going to tell you, there'll be more people that tell you that you can't instead of you will. And you will, man. Stick with your gut. Don't dial your product. Don't dial your brand. And fucking run it. Run it till you fucking take over and your team's fucking eating steaks on the daily.
That's real. That's facts. I agree to that.
And everybody, guys, AOD, man, if you don't know about him, you definitely should know about him. The takeover starts. Takeover starts, baby. We definitely are here with AOD. Man, I see you, Chris.
I love, boss. Just cuz in the building, man. It's an honor.
Honor and privilege, baby. It's honor is all mine. I usually say the pleasure is all yours, but this time around, the pleasure is all mine, Chris. And again, I appreciate it, man. And let's definitely, you know, get together, man. There's a lot of stuff we can do and work on and kind of grow equally, my man. And I'll be looking forward to linking up very, very soon, brother.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I'm about to shoot you a text message now as we speak.
Appreciate you, man. And again, bro, all the viewers, man, thank you. And again, guys, check me out on Just Cuz Brand Instagram, Just Cuz Brand on Facebook. And we got a lot of new fall winter gear coming out, man. Jumpsuits, hoodies, the whole ball of wax, man. So y'all don't want to miss it, man. Don't be late to the party.
For sure, man. You heard it here first. Mr. Just Cuz in the building, man.
Appreciate y'all, guys. Chris, one love, baby. Shoot me a text at this, man. Let's get a crack leg, boys.
All right, let's get it.
Have a good day, y'all. Thank you.
All right.
Just Cuz, one love.
Hey, there you have it. You know, Mr. Just Cuz. A dope gear. Clothing line is amazing. You know, it started from the bottom. To see his success is crazy. His success story is amazing. Definitely motivational and inspiring. So, hey, hit him up. See how you could get in tune at Just Cuz on Instagram. You could look him up on Facebook. Google him, matter of fact, and you can see all the amazing work he's doing. Hey, I'm going to definitely cop me some merch. There you have it. Smith Express. Definitely in the building. Shout out to Just Cuz, Mr. Just Cuz. Hey, and we out. Yeah.